We are also glad to be able to help everybody we possibly can on the show this week. Right now, we're going to West Virginia. Barbara's on the line. Barbara, welcome to the Today's Home on a Radio Show.
Well, thank you very much. I'm excited to speak to you guys.
Good.
Great.
Good, good, good. First of all, let me ask you, what part of West Virginia are you from?
I'm about 10 miles from Charleston, about 20 miles from, or 30 miles from Huntington, so I'm sort of in the south part. Middle part.
southern part of Charleston?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Well, the reason I ask is my mother is from a little place called East Bank, which is north. They're near Cabin Creek. The home of Jerry West. So I spent a lot of summers running up through Charleston, and I've been down in, let's see, Hurricane a few times. Have some great relatives that live there, including my 96-year-old uncle, who is full of life, and he can keep up with me anytime I'm around him. So it's
good for him.
Great area to live there.
Well, it is.
Well, Barbara, I understand you're having some challenges with your garage. Tell us about it.
Yes. When I moved here, I didn't realize what an issue this was going to be. But the floor just looks like it's wet, and especially during muggy weather. And I wanted to try to do some kind of sealing, but everybody tells me that if I try that, it's just going to peel off. Mm-hmm. So I know that every time I lay down like a rug or some kind of a rubber mat, it just gets really gross underneath it. It's like really wet.
Uh-huh.
Can I do anything to change that?
Well, I tell you, there are a couple things that you can do, but, you know, and a lot of people will see a situation like that and go, oh, they didn't put a vapor barrier down. And most of the time, and I'll tell you right now, I'm building a new house, and I definitely have a very good vapor barrier under the slab. And of course, it's being framed right now, so it's not completely enclosed. But on a muggy day, it looks like a sprinkler has gone off in there. It's completely wet,
right?
And it's strictly because of that condensation point and so forth. But Joe, don't you agree? Anything that's applied to the top of that slab is not going to hold up or help.
Yeah, Barbara, you're right about being concerned about sealing it as far as sealing with a topical product, because that will peel off the moisture. If you put paint or any kind of like a varnish or anything like that, I mean, the moisture is going to pass through that and blister it up. And the reason, you know, as you discovered, you don't want to put a rubber mat or a rug down is because that's going to absorb all that moisture or block it, and you're going to have a mess underneath.
Right.
So the only thing I recommend is the generic products are called penetrating water repellent concrete sealers. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what you need, something that will penetrate deep into the concrete. The one I've used is called Dryway, Driway, Dryway. It's not cheap. It's about $84 for 2.5 gallons, but that might be more than you need.
Right.
And there are other products as well. But again, what you want to look for is a penetrating water repellent concrete sealer. It has to be specifically designed for concrete.
Okay.
Now, this works in most situations, but if you don't have a vapor barrier and there's high water table and there's water vapor coming through that. Through that slab, I'm not sure if anything will help, including this, but I would start with a penetrating sealer.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you told me something. Everybody else was really discouraging. So
no, there's almost always a solution. And if you try this, just let us know how it works. And, then we'll share that with other listeners.
Now, Barbara, I can offer you another, a little bit of an offbeat type of method that would also improve this. And I've seen this similar thing used in areas like along waterfront areas, along the Gulf of Mexico, along the beach and so forth, where a lot of times even inside where you have air conditioning and so forth controlling it, you have doors opening and closing all the time, and that humidity can get inside and start that same type of process, which can make it a real slip hazard
right.
Anytime you have that. Well, they constantly use fans. And you know the type of fan that's a little squirrel cage that's real low that's kind of used to dry out carpet and dry out flooring after a flood incident, that type of thing. You can buy these fairly reasonable at Home Depot or other areas like or other stores like that. But I'll tell you what, if you really want to get adventurous and you were to use a humidistat in conjunction with that, so that when the humidity gets up to a certain level, that and just have a small fan sitting on the corner of one of the corners of the inside of your garage blowing across the floor, when that humidity level gets up to that 50% mark, it'll automatically turn on, it'll blow air across the slab, and you won't have that condensation that takes place. So if it's maybe this is a little more of an extreme thing, but it would work very well in order to do that. But a little humidistat's very, you know, less than $20. And then, of course, the fan can be anywhere from, you know, $25 to $75. You got something there that'll be maintenance-free that will certainly solve the problem as well.
Okay, well, I did try a ceiling fan. I have a ceiling fan out there thinking that would work, but it just doesn't move fast enough and move enough area, you know, around. And also the humidity in West Virginia. It stays at like 90% all the time anyway.
Right.
So.
Well, those fans will help a lot in managing that. But there's a couple different alternatives. Hope we've been able to help you, and certainly appreciate you being a part of the show with us.
Well, thank you very much, and maybe I'll win the crew for a day, and you guys can come up. And
that's
work
right.
Out
yeah,
in West Virginia.
That's
you can you can visit your grandpa or your uncle.
That's right. Absolutely. we wish you the best of luck on that, and you take care, and let us know if we can help you any other way.
Well, thank you very much.